News Talk 1620 WTAW Friday visit with Patricia Logan of the College Station Police Department. It is a city holiday, so we are visiting on Thursday, and there are a couple of animal bite cases I've noticed this week, Patricia. One that did come in yesterday or Thursday, and if you could review those two particular cases.
Last Saturday around 3 p.m., the victim, a white male, advised he was walking his leashed German Shepherd, short-haired, pointer puppy at Brinson Park at 401 Dexter. The victim was bit trying to prevent the other dog from possibly biting the puppy. The owner was described as a white male wearing black basketball shorts and a white t-shirt with a baseball cap. The dog was described as a medium-sized mixed breed, primarily black in color with brown on the feet and eyebrows. The dog was also described as smooth-coated and having floppy ears. And also on Tuesday, this Tuesday, at around 2 p.m. at the University Dog Park, an adult male individual was bitten by a dog inside the park. The dog attempted to jump up and grab an item from the victim's hand. The dog was accompanied by a black male approximately 18 years of age, who witnessed the incident. The dog is described as a very stocky, tan pit bull or pit bull mix. The victim also stated the dog has visited the park in the past and is typically accompanied by the adult black male and female. If you or anyone have any information on either one of these cases, the call station Animal Control is asking for help with the public in locating the dogs involved in either one of these bites. You can call our non-emergency number at 979-764-3600.
Pulled up the news releases in both of these cases, and the first one you talked about was reported on the 24th, but it actually occurred the day before at 3 in the afternoon, and then the one that came in today, that's a couple of days old. And
yes, it'll be easier to locate the person involved. Like I was stating earlier, I don't know what I was wearing 2 days ago. So it'll just be easier to track that person down with the descriptions that we have, or to know who was at the park. You know, it'd be easier to track that person down to know the day of than 2 days later.
Visiting with Patricia Logan, the College Station Police Department, we also wanted to review a Wednesday night crash. Pickup wound up striking a house.
Yes. Officers with the College Station Police Department responded to the 1800th block of Leona in reference to a report of a major accident. Throughout the investigation, officers were able to determine that a 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck was traveling north on Leona. As the roadway made a slight bend, the truck left the roadway, striking a mailbox and hitting a tree, and continued through the yard and it struck another mailbox before entering back onto the roadway when it struck a parked vehicle. The force of the impact made the truck spin sideways across the street into another yard. It slid until it made an impact with the house, causing substantial damage to the house. Responding officers made contact with the driver, and during the investigation, they were able to determine the driver was intoxicated. The driver was arrested and charged with driving while intoxicated, first offense. And I just want to touch on a reminder, if you plan on drinking, have a designated driver or call a cab. It's not worth the risk.
What part of the house was struck, and was anybody up at the time?
It was the side of the house. I'm not too sure what part of the house, what side of the house it was, but there was a resident home.
And nobody was injured?
No injuries reported.
Very good. Patricia Logan, College Station Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.